Terry Foster back with you again here on RMN Radio News on the Micro Effect with Reclaim America Now. And what we're doing right now is we're doing something very sort of ad hoc and unusual, because 3 days I was treated by Tracy, who clicked on her machine a couple thousand miles away from me, and I felt it. I felt better. I lost 5 pounds, and my skin looked better. And so Tracy and I are going to continue to let you know about T8, something that she found that actually helped her survive. Right, Tracy?
Absolutely. You know, as I said, I had exhausted every avenue available to me except for dialysis, which I just wasn't going to do. So, it got better from there, Melinda. I think we had talked about it over the phone, but I don't know. You know, there are other algorithms in there for aura cleanse, for cleansing past life issues, which I just was certain, again, I knew so much, right? I knew that wasn't going to work. And while I do believe that we go on and on, that maybe even in Christianity, I think you can look at it as not even past lives, but it is this one long, continuous life, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I have not had any real memories of past life things, conscious anyway. But for 3 weeks, I had dreams where I was other people, not me, in other bodies. And they were tiny snippets, and they went very, very fast. And I was really worn out, actually, from those dreams. And I thought, gosh, I don't know what's going on, but I hope it ends, you know. And it did. And so perhaps there is some sort of processing, and, you know, perhaps really the exceptional is here now and available for us to use. There are only two technologies like this that use very long algorithms with very specific information contained in them. And this is best one I've seen out of the two. I've used them both.
Wow, that's just fascinating. So, you know, you try the past life experience. It came in little snippets, and but you, afterwards, you felt that those experiences had been sort of cleansed. You had sort of integrated.
Well, I felt better. I just was feeling better and better all the way around, and. I can say, I mean, I had all this physiological repair that continues, because I've had to work very slowly. The more tissue damage you have, the slower you have to go. And to me, that's just regular, and I understand and expect it. But what I didn't expect and what I don't understand are these other more spiritual experiences. You know, we have an algorithm that's called heart resonance. And I think, you know, having a closed heart, which is really kind of what I had in how I had processed my experiences in life, and I thought, you know, that really obviously that wasn't good for me. I need to be more connected to what's in my heart so I can take a look at it, you know. And I was running that for a little bit in a longer time, like maybe 9 minutes instead of three. And right toward the end, I felt like I was just in this floaty space. But I had just a fleeting glimpse of this thing that was coming, growing out of my heart. And it was like it was alive. And it was like the color of a peachy pink, and it was sort of mottled, and it looked organic, almost like a mushroom grows, you know, with a cap. It was coming out of my heart, and kind of each time I took a breath, it got larger, and it stayed larger. And that was an incredible experience. That
sounds
I've
like
only
it
had
must have been.
Yeah, it happened one time. It was like I got a glimpse of it, because mostly when I use the T8, I'm sort of asleep, you know, for the most part. And I am not conscious of what's going on. So that was just a really beautiful moment. And it's interesting, too, because our heart makes the biggest electromagnetic field of any of our organs. And, you know, it's a really important organ for more reasons than just it's what's keeping you alive. But it's
not just a pump, huh?
It's not just a pump, and I think in the embryonic tissue, the heart and the brain tissue are the same at one point, and they separate, and so you have some kind of brain cells. I can't remember all the details on that, but it's very related to the brain, and, you know, the heart is. And so I'd had so much damage, goodness knows I really needed to expand, you know, the energy in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I get the sense that, you know, is what's happening, and my heart continues to heal. So those are amazing algorithms to me.
And as you had these experiences and continue to use it, did you change? Did you notice that you experienced real changes, substantial changes about yourself and the way you looked at the world?
Did I lose you there for a minute?
I can just repeat myself. Continued to use it, did you look at the world differently? Did things, you know, change their shape rather than the way they felt and you related?
Completely.
To
completely. Everything changed. Before I got the T8 and started using it, I was really worried about the world. And for good reason. You know, look at it. It's a mess. It really is a mess. And but I embodied that worry. So my thought forms were really probably making me sick.
Mm-hmm.
So the world hasn't changed, but I've changed. The way I process the radiation from Fukushima, which I know is a very real problem, is not the same as I did before. So all I can say is that I'm not embodying that worry.
So you're processing it differently and relating to it differently. Is that what you're
saying? Absolutely. Absolutely, and that is the key, I think, is to relate to all these things differently. I mean, I know about all the stuff that's going on out in the world, and you know, the Homeland Security trucks and the, you know, all of it. And I'm not interested in the Obamacare because I don't choose that kind of medicine. You know, I have my own medicine. And I don't want to pay for a kind of medicine of which I would not partake. And so, but I'm okay with knowing that, you know, if somebody comes to my door and tries to make me buy Obamacare or take me away because I'm not, you know, that I don't, again, I know that I am an eternal spirit. And so I think that's a really big message that is sort of included in the Trinfinity 8, is that, you know, remember who you are. That's a really big message all over. That
mm-hmm.
You see various healers saying, you know, remember that you are an eternal being, and that you just, there are places you don't have to go, and if it costs you your life, then it's just your body. You know, so I don't know if that's very comforting for people.
Well, yes, I think it actually is, and it does go to actually the theme that I started out with on the show as I was introducing you, which is all of these different things that are entering our world and becoming very present to us about our real nature, which is one of the things that seems to be empowering the whole rise in consciousness. It's an awareness, right?
It's that reawakening where we are genuinely connected to our spirits. And I think a big thing also with the T8 is, it's profound, is that there's an algorithm called Golden Light to the Pineal. And, you know, the ancients knew, I don't know how they knew, but they knew that their pineal was sort of their physiological connection to their spirit, to their greater spirit body.
Mm-hmm.
And that fluoride binds, you can find this in journals, it binds sort of selectively also in the pineal and other tissues as well, to the tissues that have iodine receptors and then fluoride binds. So the pineal is really critical, though, because it's making your second most powerful antioxidant, which is melatonin, which is what helps you get a good night's rest. So this whole fluoride in the water thing is, you know, of course, many of us have heard the story about how fluoride was given to people in the war camps, the concentration camps. Hitler
mm-hmm.
gave it to people because it sort
That's
of lobotomized them and made them, you know, cooperative. And I get, you know, that's been a big worry. Everybody, all the health practitioners are very, very rightfully concerned about that. And it's difficult to get to the pineal, which crystallizes. I mean, it crystallizes so much so that in MRIs, doctors will use it as a marker, sort of a buoy for, like, if it's over to the left or over to the right in an MRI or an X-ray, then they know that something is pushing, like a tumor, something is pushing that pineal out of the way. It's a marker because it's hardened up with crystallization, which I think is often going to be fluoride. Some people say it's calcite, so maybe, you know, some calcium, but it's a huge, because once I started using Golden Light to the pineal, my dreams, which had always been very incredible, came back. You know, I lucid dreaming, all of it that I had lost, and flying in my dreams and everything, it came back. And so I was eternally grateful for that algorithm.
So you,
I think we ran.
What this managed to do was to reconnect you with parts of yourself you'd sort of lost contact with.
That would be my description. For me, I would say I got reconnected to who I really am, and to the spirit of me. And there's just been a tremendous sense of ease and grace, you know, getting that back. And you know, your dreams are critical too to your health. And I felt like I had stopped having them because I had no memory of them anymore.
What do you think? Do you think you were just not remembering them, or do you think this helped you remember your dreams?
Oh, I think they just came back. I think that for the most part, I wasn't really dreaming, because the level of toxicity that I had was profound, and it's whole body toxicity, because your blood gets toxic. So everything was affected in me. My liver, I had cirrhosis. I had esophageal varices, where the little vessels in your neck pop and bleed. You know, they're self-healing most of the time for people. And even that has gone away to the point where I don't feel them anymore. So it's a function of blood getting backed up into the head. It just, I had no flow and no movement, and couldn't exercise. So just extreme, extreme toxicity. And yeah, mostly people die, or, you know, who were in this situation that I was in. And when they don't, they've had massive rounds of antibiotics. And that's a problem too, because everything that will kill what's in a biofilm, and a biofilm is just another way to say a chronic, persistent, and often subclinical infection that the doctors, you'll go to the doctor and they'll go, well, you've got something. Your white blood cell count is up, but we don't really know what it is. And these biofilms are, well, they're just really, really nasty. And the microbes in there are trading snippets of DNA. So you can have fungus, bacteria, and viruses trading pieces of DNA among themselves, among each other. And what you get
that
is
sounds ominous.
It is.
That sounds sort of scary.
It is scary. And so you can't really treat these infections with antibiotics. That's why gangrene is so hard to treat, because you've got pleomorphic microorganisms in there. They are not normal. So if you have strep in there, it's not normal strep. If you have H. pylori, which always exists in the mouth, it's become like the Hulk form of H. pylori. So the jawbone, you and I talked about that before, it is one of, I agree with, you know, some of the people out there, it is one of the biggest health risks for people. And that's why, you know, if you've got root canals, you really want to take a look at those and really get those looked at by a Huggins-trained dentist or somebody who is in the know about what happens, because you've got, you're keeping dead tissue in your bone, and your bone is what makes and remakes you by making what are called your pluripotent stem cells, or the stem cells that will come out and make themselves into organ, different organ tissues. So that's the essence, your bone is the essence really of your vital energy. And it happens to be very intimately connected to your kidneys, because your kidneys recirculate calcium if they're healthy. And if they're not, then you can lose calcium out of your blood, which then you'll draw more out of your bones, and you get a very dangerous situation set up, because you need calcium to keep your heart beating. You need it to keep your muscles and your nerves working. Yeah. So it was a bad situation.
It sounds like you became quite a biologist because of what you had to teach yourself, right?
Well, I studied a lot, day and night, for 6 years. And then, you know, when I had thought I was really smart, I thought, I'm really kind of getting a handle on this biology stuff. But still, I was dying. So, you know, for all that I had studied, I thought, gosh, I worked so hard, and now here I am dying. And it wasn't any of that stuff that saved me. It was a Trinfinity 8. However, I'll say that with the caveat that knowing biological processes pretty intimately, and I just mean kind of how things grow in the world and how they work, kind of this whole biofilm thing, that's been really huge, because then I can choose what algorithms I want to run on myself, because if I finally figured out, well, yeah, there is scientific evidence that biofilms use any kind of fat, right, to grow, and they're incorporating that into the biofilm. And so that's why you look at these diets like the Gerson diet. There's virtually no fat in it when people get cancer, because cancer is really a kind of biofilm. And there's another diet, the McDougall diet. They have no fat. So fat's really, fat metabolism becomes a problem, you know, as we age, things build up in the digestive system. And we don't really clean them out in this country. We don't really work to bring up our enzyme function, which is, our enzymes are really the scrub brush of our bodies. So it was a mess, and knowing this biology has helped me to carefully choose the algorithms, and even to run some of them one at a time. And I can really feel how they work.
We hope you enjoyed this free excerpt from today's program. Register to become a sponsoring member so you can hear the complete interview for any of the radio shows in our library. Just click the sidebar link and select your membership level. It's that easy.